Probably, yeah, I don't see why not.
It's going to be a bit portal when it comes out, portal 2.
Anyway, yeah. I think I need to introduce Shen.
Yeah.
Probably would be best.
Probably, yeah. Hello, welcome to the first, and now that we have your attention, Random Ramblings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to bring this closer so that I can just pick up your voices.
Oh,
there we go. It's nice. I'm creating a little like a baby. Awesome. Okay. Right. Today's topic is
food.
Consumption of food, the enjoyment of food, whatever food is.
First, wouldn't it be best to introduce ourselves?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll go on. What's your name?
Sleep.
Yeah. I'm Hutch.
Hutch. Yeah. I'm Hutch. How you doing? Sudeep. Yeah. Over to you.
About food.
Go on. Well, yes.
Do you like marshmallows?
Well, everyone likes marshmallows, actually, but, you know, food is to be experimented
with. Yeah, especially confectionery food as well. Yeah. Yeah.
To enhance the experience of eating.
I feel sick. Too many marshmallows.
Yes, that's the other consequence of eating.
I went to, I go to South Africa because they've only got the ones that I like there. And the new marshmallows covered in toasted coconut.
Ugh.
That's ace.
Just, I don't really like coconut. That's why I don't like Bounty.
Yeah, I like Bounty. I like coconut.
Bounty's horrid.
I understand why
Whisper
people...
Whisper all the way.
Whisper
gold.
Whisper's great. Whisper was the greatest comeback ever, you know. The guy that did that is amazing. We'd kiss you on both cheeks if you did that.
I don't know. Cadbury's been sold to... American firm, I think.
Yeah, Kraft. But yeah, Kraft. I don't mind Kraft. Kraft.
They make yogurt pots. Yogurts.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. They got a
load of money.
Yeah.
They got a load of money, but they don't really have, like... It's just sort of like... from the government. But no, Cadbury's... Yeah, it is quite sad in a way, because I think the reason that everyone enjoyed Cadbury's was the fact that it was British.
Yeah.
And it made you proud to be... British. Oh, we make decent chocolate. Yeah, but where do you get the cocoa beans from? Africa and all this stuff.
What other things that do we make which is decent?
I'm not quite sure. Yorkshire puddings.
Army, I suppose.
Our Besses. Do we own our Besses?
I have no idea.
Someone
I
tell
think
us
we do,
that.
Yeah.
Do we? Well, we don't personally, but you know.
Where's Wikipedia?
I could get Wikipedia up on here, but it gets annoying because it records all the tapping. I'll show you now. It comes up on there. It's a bit annoying.
So, what's your favourite type of food?
Yes, favourite food?
Favourite
food, Hutch. Is that what you're asking me? Favourite food?
Yes.
Someone
said cider.
I'm not quite sure, you see, because there are a lot of things that are up there.
Yeah,
Cramble's dropped into marshmallow.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the media of audio. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, but probably pizza, I reckon. Pizza's good.
Pizza?
Yeah.
What make of pizza?
I don't know. I don't really have a specific brand. I enjoy making my own ones and eating that because that's quite nice. I enjoy having takeaway ones because they're quite nice as well.
My favorite.
They get sickening, though.
My,
yeah,
my favourite
good.
Type of pizza is Chicago Town pizzas.
Yeah, Goodfellas are good. Oh, for God's sake, that guy's back here again.
Where is he? Get my rifle.
Well, we've got off topic.
Yeah.
Sorry about this, but there's a guy that goes up and down my street playing a Dixie horn every morning to wake people up for some reason. We'll try and get a picture of him. We'll try and get a picture of him and put him up.
Try to chase him down the street.
Yeah. And do Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn.
Yes, from the Gran Torino.
They know, Jason.
Haven't watched yet.
I'll watch it later.
I'll
review it or whatever.
And you.
Yeah, what was it about?
It's about this guy that, yeah. Doesn't he have some neighbours or something and he helps them out because they're getting attacked by gangs and stuff?
Yeah, it's these neighbours and they're gooks, as he likes to put it. And yeah, they keep getting bullied by a gook gang.
I'll watch it later, it looks good, but I still haven't watched Dead Poets Society, which I bought for a fiver. And they really need to watch that.
It's only a fiver.
Where's my Dom Paris? I just gave you a copy of my Dom Paris, yeah. Where's that? Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, back to food. Yeah, Chicago Town Pizza. I've only had the little ones. They're good, but they're quite sickening as well. Yeah.
Oh, that I had yesterday for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, your own pizza you spoiled it.
Yeah. Sudeep, you enjoy food?
Oh, well, obviously.
I wouldn't imply it. We all enjoy food. We were cooking yesterday.
Yeah, but you cooked something anyways.
I cooked some biryani. What did you cook?
Something experimental. You cooked that. It's experimental. I was trying.
What was it?
It was rice with chocolate in it. Galaxy chocolate. Don't know why. It was a match in my pocket.
Half a cylinder of... Yeah, so if you imagine...
Half a cup.
Yeah, if you imagine like a cylinder... And then if you imagine, like, a segment of that, that was what the rice looked like.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a better way to describe that, but hey.
It's like a biscuit cutter, but...
Yeah, basically, Sudi put in a piece of galaxy and then let it
two
melt.
Two pieces, actually, because I thought it was not going to be enough. So.
And then he cut a carrot, he shaped it like a crown, and he put it on top. Zest. And yeah, and he put some orange shavings on top. And it was bloody strange. I've never had anything like that, ever.
That was the whole point, but I need to refine it because the rice was like a pudding, actually. Rice pudding. It was, didn't feel right.
Yeah, I think you need to work it.
The orange zest needs...
Well, take one.
Craig's bullying Sudi. Sorry about that. Again, you can't see that on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn these things.
But Craig, go on, your favourite food.
Probably good beer battered fish.
You cannot beat battered cod. Fish. Cod. Yeah. Oh, no, cod go to steak.
Cod had it in plates. I do prefer plates because it's more of the flat fish.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had plates.
With some nice chips.
I had Dover Sole once at a Chinese restaurant. That was really, very good.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah. I really enjoyed that. But no, you cannot be a decent battered fish. It has to be decently done. Homemade is best, I think.
Oh, where you want to go?
I enjoyed a chippy.
Dookie.
Yeah. I've never been to Dookie.
Like on the coast, so fish. Lovely.
Yeah. What is your favourite fish, man?
I think it's a sad cod or something like that.
It's hard. It's, I'd probably say plaice because I prefer flat fish.
Yeah. What about your city?
Oh, I don't really have a favourite fish. I never eat it very often, actually.
Oh,
it's bad. The thing about fish, never. Fish shops is it's mainly cod or haddock.
Yeah, that's true.
To sell.
But I'm sure you could ask them for different ones. You've had a battered Mars bar? I still never had. The place down the road does that, and I still haven't gone to them for it. Yeah, it's really. No, I haven't tried one yet. You could get battered curly whirlies.
Oh, you just give them the chocolate and they're like, convert this.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently if you go to Scotland, they've got battered salad and stuff, deep-fried salad.
Oh, it's not... Scotland, I think it's missing the point, battering
salad.
Yeah,
but they're cool, though. So...
I think it was...
Not to say anything about the Scots, obviously. You're lovely people.
Yes. Especially if never you're met sort of one, viewers.
But, you know,
listeners.
Viewers.
Because obviously you can't see us.
Yeah.
One of the
we'll put some pictures up, don't worry.
Yes. Of Sudeep, who I keep bullying...
And my sexy body.
Yes, he really is the conqueror of the woman species.
Yes.
Suit maiden, people. He's never had a girlfriend in his life.
Okay, so I'm giving you sympathy here, dude.
There we go.
I don't want sympathy taps.
Anyway, anyone been to Wing Wah here?
Wing Wah?
Yeah, that's one section.
Wing Wah. Okay, well, let me just say that for the listeners. Wing Wah. Basically, near where we live, it's a Chinese restaurant that opened called Wing Wah. Four people have food poisoning from it already.
Four?
Yeah, pretty much after its first month of opening.
It's a buffet as well.
Yeah.
All you can eat.
It's basically a Chinese buffet. I've never been there, though.
It's quite good, actually.
I went there, Easter holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there with my mate and my brother. Quite tasty, actually.
Yeah.
I still prefer the all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurant up Bermuda.
Is that A-Y-C-E-B-E-1?
Yeah.
A-Cub?
Yeah, all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. just abbreviated.
What are your views on McDonald's and fast food?
McDonald's and fast food in general.
Very nice if you have it in small quantities.
Yeah.
This is it.
Too much is just nasty.
This is it. I can't deny McDonald's is not tasty. But it ruins your body. And I've done well, I've not had any in months.
Last thing I had was KFC.
KFC, I've never been to KFC. I've never wanted to go to KFC anyway.
Never like KFC. Oh, it's seasoning.
Well, what are your views on McDonald's and sweet?
Well, they are good anyway, but not good for your health and stuff.
Precisely,
like that.
That's the only problem that puts me off it. You know, I can't deny their chips are brilliant.
Yes,
they're fantastic.
Don't eat them.
Don't eat them, people.
But they're so good.
Yeah, quite tasty.
Yeah.
Quite salty as well. Not just as salty as they used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But KFC's chips, on the other hand, are fries.
Are you working for KFC?
No. Do you know why? Because their fries are rubbish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what is a nice
one. Not salty at all.
I enjoy Burger King.
I dislike Burger King.
No. I think Burger King's awesome. I think their chips are great.
They do nice burgers, though.
And they're actually hot as well. The food is actually hot, as opposed to more normal. Anyway. Well, what about... I think recently as well, in the last few years, last decade especially, I think the one sort of brand of food that's been on the rise is coffee shops.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Remember we had Starbucks open?
Yeah, wow, that was an exciting time, wasn't it?
And then it got closed down.
It got closed down about a year.
I thought it was because of the Junior King Edwards College.
No, the college, no. What they do that annoys me so much, what they've done there.
What?
Basically, the college near us has now teamed up with Starbucks, and the college is now allowing to sell Starbucks products in their cafe, in their restaurant.
Aren't you going
there? Shut up. It just really sickens me because ethically it's not right. You know, the way they fund their money and stuff, the way they earn their money, you know, it's not right. They shouldn't do any of this.
Otherwise, you know, funding for that college would go down. And
in what way would it go down?
You know, because they might, you know, give some of the profit to college, you know.
Yeah, but they still get grants, don't they? They get enough money as it is. It's a massive college, Sadiq. It's big. They have no right to, like, you know, because... I'm sort of standing up for the little guy here, you know. Because
Premier and being bullied by Little on its first day.
Premier Inn, that's the hotel.
Yeah, okay. Premier.
Yeah, that was what it was called.
Premier Inn.
Yeah, we have a new Little open near us.
And we just went there. Marshmallows.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that's good. People are gonna be listening with headphones, hey.
Alright.
Crazy. Craig bought us some marshmallows, which he just rustled.
Yep. Make me feel sick, man.
I got some brioche. What is brioche?
People that don't know.
I can't really describe it, but it's just really, really nice.
Let me try and describe it.
It's like a doughy bread, and it's got sort of like a custard inside.
It's like bread, custard, but it's soft.
It's doughy,
bread. Think of like fresh bread, but in like a
bread.
Croissant kind of way, but with...
Yeah, croissant.
But with custard and chocolate chip things at the top and in the middle. Something like that. If you don't know, just buy it from anywhere.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy brioche. So Craig got marshmallows, I got brioche. Sudeep got McVitie's digestive biscuits.
Yeah.
No one has opened yet.
Why did you get it, Sudeep?
I felt a need to buy, you know, it's this commute.
That's
it. Consumerism. That's it.
Right. Consumerism.
Yes, why not?
So you're giving money to the man, basically.
Yes. They laid it on such a way. Jeez. I was drawn to it. Their tactic works.
Not really, because we didn't buy any.
Yeah, I did. We worked on him. Didn't we?
You buy
One in three people buy.
Exactly, I'm the one in three.
One in three people. We're the three people.
And I'm the one.
The one.
So yes, the system works.
Shame. What are your views on world food?
Well...
World food. Well, you specialise in world food. Well, you're doing a project on that right now, so...
Well, mainly in the East, their food is concentrated on actually getting as much energy from their food as possible. So, like... Yeah. So, and trying to maximise on flavour using what little ingredients they have, like... Rice with, you know...
Chocolate.
Yeah, that's my twist.
Actually, you know what? I was in London with my dad, and we were listening to the radio, and an advert came up for a restaurant, and basically they were advertising how they can replace the tomato with chocolate for the pizzas. Yeah, I don't think it's sweet chocolate, like milk chocolate, like, but.
That's not
really
that bitter stuff.
Yeah,
I think I tasted 100% chocolate.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, I went to Germany. I went to Germany, just tasted it. I bought one.
Where did you go to Germany?
I think it was a year 8 German trip.
Really?
Oh, yeah, okay. Someone brought it, just gave me a piece. I had my mouth burned, literally, was screaming
the
agony.
The most I've tried is
so bitter.
80%.
Yeah, I've tried.
It was 80 or
75. Yeah, Lidl. Well, my cousin, because he's in Germany right now, he came back with a big bag of chocolates from Lidl, and then he bought like this pack that we get over here all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He bought this like pack of chocolates, and he had like it started off really low, about 30%. Then it went up to 40, then it went up to 60. Did the highest web was about 78 or something like that.
Yeah, but the thing...
Very bitter, but I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, but the thing with those kind of chocolate is not to eat it as it is. It's
the 100% one, you use it as an ingredient.
Or 80, it's supposed to use that secondary ingredient. Like, when I brought it again, I ate a banana, put the chocolate bar on top of banana, so every time I ate one, I was like, chocolate flavour. It just smoothed it out, you know, it wasn't as bad.
Does anyone find that too much chocolate makes you sick?
Oh, obviously.
Depends. Yeah, that's a debatable. We'll put it up on the forum or something. I don't know.
It makes me
share
sick.
Your views.
Yeah, please do. You know. It's only just ourselves who's been in that group right now.
Yeah. and some other guy.
Yeah, some other dude that we don't know. Well, we do know him. I don't know why I said that. Yeah.
Because we don't want to know.
I went to nursery with that guy, so.
Hey. Wait.
That
guy. Did I?
Did you?
Probably not.
I'm sure you did.
Wow.
You went to infant school with him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I'm the only one who didn't work at their school.
Sympathy.
I only came in with 2 people actually from my primary school to the secondary, so.
Craig's bullying Sudi for not giving him marshmallows. Give him a marshmallow because it's just gonna.
Open your mouth. Oh, that almost went in.
Just bounced off his lip.
Yeah.
That didn't.
Anyway. Yes. Secondary education works, I suppose.
What about food being taught in schools? I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone needs that.
Otherwise, they'll just be buying pot noodle and eating.
Like me, yeah.
Yeah.
I bought like 10 pot noodles from Asda when they're on like special offer.
What?
Like 50p for one pot noodle.
Yeah, they're really expensive pot noodle.
It was awesome.
No, but they're quite good though.
Yeah, but then they went
they're
up
terrible for your health.
They went up to a pound though. It's half price off.
What's your favourite pot noodle?
Oh, the black one.
What?
The black one.
Oh, Bombo Bad Boy. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
I'm going to say Southern Fried Chicken.
I'd probably say Chicken and Mushroom, that's my favourite.
Oh, I dislike that. It makes me nauseous.
Oh, look, it's great.
Oh, I just hate mushrooms. Nice. That's from
that. Why do you hate mushrooms? Mushrooms are brilliant.
It's just the aroma it gives off.
I love the aroma.
Fungi, you know, it's the image
of
a fungi.
I love the aroma and the texture that it has. It's very nice and soft.
Because every time I see a mushroom, I'm like, it's a fungi. Bacteria and stuff like that.
It is a fungi, isn't it?
Exactly. And then that reminds me of, you know, foot disease and...
See, I didn't think that until you just mentioned it then.
Exactly, that's what I've been thinking for a couple of years now, you know, every time I see a mushroom.
Keep your thoughts to yourself, Sinead.
Yeah, I've got chicken and mushroom pie right now.
Have you?
Shame.
Pucker pie.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like a quid.
Think of it.
Pucker pie.
Fungi.
I've never tried a pucker pie.
Oh, they're lovely.
Never wanted to.
They're a bit spicy. There's a bit of spice into it.
Yeah.
Gives it a little kick. Like that. Yeah, like that.
Ah. Why are you kicking him for?
Stop it. Oh, yeah, they can't see, can they?
Can we just say, now that we have your attention, does not condemn violence in any way whatsoever. It's just Craig being crazy. Damn it. Damn it, I said Craig.
You said no, I mean Hutch.
Ah, it's Craig. Who cares? His name's not Hutch. You know it.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's Hutch. That's my Xbox Live name.
Hutch, is it?
Hutch.
Is it Hutch Ward?
Yeah.
All right, damn, so well, there you go.
Xbox name away.
Hutch Ward.
Well, add him. Hutch. Add Hutch.
Also, General Akuzu. If you want to know how to spell that, it's General, then space, then A-K-U-Z-O.
A-K-U-Z-O?
Akuzu.
Oh, I thought you said Yakuzu.
No, yeah. General Akuzo.
Ah, Akuzo. That sounds like one of those Final Fantasy characters. Akuzo.
It does a bit.
Yeah, it does. Like,
you still play Final Fantasy?
No, the new one came out. Has anyone played that?
No, I haven't.
It's more like a cinematic adventure, I think.
It costs too much.
That's the problem with games, and that's another episode. What are we talking about anyway? Food.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, let's get back to topic. What were we talking about?
Food tips. Don't eat anything raw unless it said so.
You were talking about mushrooms raw. Yeah, you can eat mushrooms raw.
Yeah, smoked
salmon. Or smoked salmon technically is raw, is it?
No, it's not. I think it's cooked, doesn't it?
Yeah, where do you stand the smoked salmon?
As long as everything's, bacteria and stuff like that, it's alright, If there's like nuts and bolts and I'm like, I need a refund for this, bam. lay it down.
I really enjoy smoked salmon. I can sit there with a whole.
I don't like smoked salmon.
You're not?
I prefer smoked haddock.
Smoked salmon, a bit of soft cheese, and a bit of spinach in a sandwich. It's awesome.
Spinach, I've had too much of that lately.
You can't have enough spinach, that's the thing. It's so good for you.
Yes.
It's good for me.
Because it's a green vegetable.
Precisely, Popeye.
Yeah. Arr, remember.
But you can't get it in cans, can you?
Don't think so. Yeah, but there's already...
I'm sure you can, somewhere.
Where is Popeye made? Where is Popeye based? I always thought.
I can't remember.
It's in a harbour somewhere. I know.
Yeah, someone tell us.
Portsmouth, probably.
Yeah.
Plymouth, Portsmouth.
Plymouth.
Plymouth. Yeah. You don't know, one of the London docks, probably. Or... docks, not dicks. Somewhere there.
What about European food? What do you think about European food?
Too garlicky.
Did you just think about the French there?
Yes. Just the French. Everyone hates the French, in my opinion.
Garlic is nice, though.
Garlic is good. Garlic is good, though, in small quantities.
Yeah, but
especially spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, in small quantities, in spaghetti bolognese. I don't want a whole clove in there.
It just overpowers it.
And I don't want... Yeah, exactly. It just takes away the whole taste of it, the whole flavour.
Yeah.
It's spicy. I enjoy croissant and, French bakery.
Ooh, I do stuff. Especially fresh ones.
Pan au chocolat, that's brilliant. Love that stuff.
You know, I learned somewhere how to make croissants, but it's very complicated because you need to do it in layers.
Yeah. It's pastry, isn't it?
It's pastry. It's like puff pastry. You just keep on rolling, into as many layers as possible. I think the maximum one is like 86 layers? 86 folds, no. Yeah, it's counted in 86. It's 86 folds. And anything above that, the thing will just burn because the layer is too thin. It'll just burn.
I'll have a look at that. Yeah.
Actually, I learned that in anime. Actually, I was watching.
Do you like Cornish pasties?
I can't eat Cornish pasties.
Oh.
I enjoy pasties though.
I like pasties in general.
Yeah.
Greggs have stopped selling Cornish pasties.
Yeah, Greggs, I've sort of started to go off a bit, the cheese and onion pasties. I don't know, there's something a bit weird about them now.
I think their steak bakes are getting smaller.
Really?
Damn. It's a conspiracy.
they look a lot smaller.
They're
more expensive.
Their vegetable pasties, they're not as spicy as they used to be. I used to really enjoy it. It used to be like soup. It's very good.
It's all a conspiracy, Farad. You know it.
What kind of soup would you be?
It's off Jimmy Carr.
I was right. Never seen that one. I could sing the seat song for the Mighty Boosh, you wouldn't know that. But yeah, that leads us on to another thing, soup. Where do you stand on soup?
Soup's nice.
I like soup, actually. No, once...
I enjoy soup every now and again. Soup's good.
Actually, once I went to a German trip again, yeah, the same one, I brought the chocolate in. I don't know why the German food is just strong. Actually, we were staying at a hostel there.
When I went to Germany, I didn't try any proper German food, which
was really good. The market is quite good, actually. It's like really full on the market.
I don't think I went to the market. I think we just we basically trolled around Berlin for a bit.
Yeah.
It was great, though. It was a great city. We should go there.
Yes, we should.
Yeah. It's an awesome place to go to. Really enjoyed it. It was so weird, though, because I didn't like it when I was there. I don't know. There's just something about it that I wanted to go home. But when I left, I wanted to go back.
Still, Roma gives up, probably.
What are you trying to say?
Still in Rome or Belgium or Berlin? Berlin.
What?
Yeah, Berlin, yeah. That's the name, yeah.
No, because they've got that river, haven't they, where they dumped all that rubbish in.
Yeah.
They dumped all that crap in it. Yeah, there's that river that runs underneath it, so...
I remember that.
Did you go to the TV tower there, by the way?
No, all we do is just went to a theme park, just ran around, did learning German. Just everyone, all the German people... literally speak German good, you know, as speak, good English as the next person you see in the streets out here.
Yeah, they do speak good English.
Yeah, they...
Charles. I say them Charles. This is a drummer boss. That's another episode now. Are you looking for some now?
Yeah, well, that's because you got Manor Park over there. So
you named Manor Park.
You just made it more elaborate.
No!
Idiot.
They know where I live. Where are you living?
They're going to find us.
No.
Yeah, there's a school opposite that's full of sharps.
Sharps and the drum and bass.
Yeah.
Drum and bass.
Precisely.
Which isn't too bad. It's not the worst thing in the world.
There are worse things that they do, yeah. You know when they get... What I hate is that when they get
shag
them...
Shag you up, lad.
Shag you up, lad, yeah.
Wicked,
yeah.
Sick, nim, nim.
I had one come up to me and say, I'm going to spark you. I was like, what the hell is spark? You know, what does that, what does that even imply? Spark. You know,
you're
gonna set me a shock. You're gonna burn me, what the hell?
Oh. Shock you or something, tweezing your nipples and just put the battery on.
Crocodile.
What the hell have you been watching?
Torture programs.
Yeah.
Probably,
back
on topic of food.
Anyway, back on food. Cannibalism. Here we go.
Nice cheery subject.
Where do you stand in cannibalism?
What are you asking me for?
I was asking both of you.
Karma, I suppose. What goes around comes around. What? Same with cannibalism. You eat something, you'll get eaten or something like that.
What about people whose culture it is for cannibalism?
Yeah, it's in Africa, isn't it, or something like that.
Well, there are some tribes. I remember hearing of some tribes.
Yeah.
That indulge in cannibalism.
It's their culture, I suppose. Nothing.
Yeah, you can't. You can't really, yeah.
Yeah. But if people choose and actually enjoy eating other people...
Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
Yeah, just for the, you know, just say, I've eaten just someone. It's just bad, yeah. Just get off it.
I actually remember hearing on the radio a few years back of this... It was a whole show on cannibalism, and this guy ate some other guy's brain.
Oh.
And then when the police questioned him, they asked him, why did you do it? And he said, well, KFC was too far away. He actually said that, though. I mean,
damn.
But I think a lot of people who do eat people, especially in our society, maybe nutters, aren't they? Lack of a better word.
They're psycho killers.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Far better.
Yes.
Synchro. Anyway, it's the cannibalism in the future, isn't it? Like the time machine, the really old one where people are really hairy and live on the ground. And then, yeah, it's time to stop, I suppose.
Maybe we should make a time machine.
Yes, but, you know, it's quite impossible according to some theories, you know. You go faster than light and jump like that.
How long have we been going, by the way?
800-ish minutes.
What?
Like, not minutes.
No, there's a bars. I don't know.
I'll just finish it.
Well, finish it now?
No.
Sure.
No.
I don't know how to pause it. just keep talking.
New technology.
That won't be done. It's...
Carry on.
Oh.
Keep talking.
Is it steak, Sadiq?
Steak?
Steak?
I'm Hindu. I can't have steak. Steak. What are you on about?
I love steak. Good sirloin steak.
Yeah.
Medium
rare. I don't think it's doing anything.
It's frozen, don't worry. Keep going.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just frozen for a minute.
If it's frozen, how is it?
Look. It keeps it going up. Look, it'll move again.
Just trust the man.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, there we go. It's a move. Hey. Anyway, yeah, carry on. Steak.
Never had a beef.
What about tuna steak, though?
Oh, I don't like tuna.
I enjoy tuna.
Tuna's a massive.
I love fish altogether. I've been getting into mackerel again. We need a lot of that. Yeah.
And they're getting
oily fish.
Precisely, yes.
And they're getting fish sticks.
Good for your brains.
Yeah.
Omega 3, though. What's your full name? Omega fatty acid.
I can't remember.
Long chain fatty acid.
Can have a look at that. That folder should be in there. Something.
Something like that. I don't know. We all do food, so we should probably should know.
Yeah, we probably should, but I don't like the future.
So. Oh, she's ace.
My
sister asked me, like, what she liked. I should have said that. She's like Delia when she forgot to have her pills. She is, though. Don't tell her I said that or I'll kill you. But, nevertheless.
Thanks. I don't think that's the best way to attract the audience. Kill them if they say anything.
Well, I'm not saying to the audience, I'm saying that to you two.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
What if the audience does say that?
What?
I'm just going to go around picking off the audience one by one. Then you'll be the psycho killer.
Guess who's there? Far better. Oh, I think it's frozen.
No!
It's been like this for about 5 minutes now.
Yeah?
1 minute's back. But it's still frozen. I think it's trying to make its way back to the beginning. I don't want to pause it, just in case.
We've been going on for like 10 minutes now. Yeah.
Is it 10 minutes? What time did we start?
No idea. 1 hour?
Yes, please.
Take it then.
Give him one this time.
No,
thanks. I'm not bullying him.
Do you want to have a look at the ingredients for that?
Sure.
Thanks.
What's in the marshmallow?
Just remember you. You got a blood test.
Yeah, so I'm not going to eat anything. I've already got it in French. Syrupic glucose, sucrose, dextrose.
Yeah, you do French.
Oh, gelatine. Yeah, I do
I think I mean gelatine. Or gelatine.
What? I could try and translate some of them. Alright, well, let's have a look. This is mallow cocktail. I don't know what that is. Ingredient, glucose syrup, don't know what sucrose is, dextrose, water, gelatine, stabilisers, well that's what you put on your bike, isn't it? Colours, oh cochineal, it's got cochineal in. Do you know what cochineal is?
Nope.
Cochineal was like, there was a big like debate about this ages ago, loads and loads of vegetarians started feeling ripped off by it. Basically it's, cochineal shellac, I can't remember which one it was, but they're basically crushed beetles, and they used them as colouring.
Wow.
And they used them as colouring for the red Smarties and stuff.
Yeah, no wonder they tasted so nice.
Crunch to them. I enjoyed the. I enjoyed the orange ones. The orange ones are my favourite.
Because
they actually taste like orange.
It
is. Yeah.
What was everyone so, you know, you know, worried about the blue Smarties. Just, no,
because it's got, like, the most colour in it.
So blue is hyper. Blue.
Actually, you know what? On the subject of hyper, Sunny D.
Oh,
Sunny D, best of our generation.
90% sugar or something like
was
that.
Was it?
I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise
me. I'm emphasising it.
It was so nice, though.
That's what makes
it got a Sunny D basketball.
Have you? Hey. I think my cousin has. Yeah, he did.
Where it is, though.
I think we beat it over a wall. So people, I remember.
As is in the attic somewhere, probably.
What makes our generation definitive?
Sunny D.
Sunny D and what else? That should be at least five.
Alka-Pops.
Yeah.
Alka-Pops. Is that
teen pregnancies?
No. Oh, yeah, teen.
Okay, that's... Yeah.
Move your legs.
Anyway, should we wrap this one up? Yeah. I think we've been going for about half an hour or something. I'm not quite sure. It's still frozen.
Pause it or something.
We'll try and pause it. Okay.
Pause. Well, bye or something.
1 minute. Yeah, we should probably just keep going just in case it doesn't pause. Yeah, I think the entire application just crashed.
Quickly, save it.
Robert, I'm going to check if it properly has. No, it hasn't. I think we should probably try and wrap this one up now anyway. We've been going... I don't know how long we've been going. Because it didn't really say time.
It just says beats or clicks.
Yeah. We're using... Well, the application that we're using, I don't even know how to use it. anyway, well, let's just end on a high. Favourite food? Bides pizza? Probably. Yourself, Craig.
Chicago Town Pizzas, the deep dish ones.
City.
Hard to say. Funny to think.
I like your thinking methods.
Chips, probably.
Chips.
Yes.
Just chips.
With something else, you know, like seasoning and.
Philistine, honestly.
You know, spiced seasoning, they aren't good, you know.
Yeah, I can't argue with chips because chips are great.
Yeah.
Only when they're fried. Only when they're fried.
Homemade chips are the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's just say now, this is the first ever, ever, and now that we have your attention, Random Ramblings, episode one, on food. There should be some more coming out. Films, everything on films, and going to give Craig his own one on games that you should... probably acknowledge and know whatever. I will be probably starting one off later as well with music you must acknowledge. Should be good. We talk about new albums, old albums, talk about bands that you must acknowledge. But anyway, yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Adios.